once upon a time, and I am very sorry that I cannot be more accurate as to when, there was a young girl called Cinderella whose mother died, and her father sensibly remarried another woman, and not wholly irrationally, the young Cinderella was rather upset about this, and her two new stepsisters, who believed themselves to have certain evolutionary advantages over the young girl, made clear that they were the stronger of the family group and took advantage of the fact. And one day there was a local dance, and the two sisters, who had, through quite natural instincts, established an ape-like dominance over their weaker female rival, went to this peculiar mating ritual, and the young Cinderella stayed at home. And suddenly an older woman appeared near Cinderella and claimed, without any empirical evidence, that she was the young girl's fairy godmother, and that Cinderella would indeed go to the ball in a carriage made out of a pumpkin and with footmen created out of mice. Well, fortunately, Cinderella had read several of my works, and one of those by my very good friend Daniel Dennett, and for all her faults, she was not inculcated with a worldview that included supernaturalism, and she told the interloping soothsayer that clearly there were no known laws of either evolutionary biology nor physics that could allow such a thing to occur, and sent her away with her tail very literally between her legs. Some months later, Cinderella contracted pneumonia and died, which is, I'm afraid to say, the end of the story.